Hey everybody, welcome to the Irregular Search for Truth. I'm Scott.
And I'm Sachin.
And we're still searching.
Where is it? sorry, start over.
Start over. Hey everybody, welcome to the Irregular Search for Truth. I'm Scott.
I'm Sachin.
And we're still searching. So, what's new, Sachin? You had a birthday.
I have a birthday.
Today is your birthday. Today Happy birthday.
Thank you.
How old are you?
I am 31.
All right.
Yeah.
That's not so bad.
It's a prime number.
Oh, okay. That's good to
it's
know.
It's also the highest number that you represent with only 5 bits.
Oh, my God. Everybody out there in nerddom is like, oh yeah, well we knew that.
Well, actually I might be wrong. Hold on, let's see. 2, 4, 8, 16. Yeah, 5 bits.
5 bits.
Ooh, now I'm, oh God, am I embarrassing myself on the air? I need to do this on paper.
I think you're embarrassing yourself, yeah.
Okay. This is one.
No, well, three, anyway.
7, 15. Yes.
Good. Well, at least you didn't just embarrass yourself. Anywho. So, happy birthday.
Thank you.
Do you feel any different?
I don't, actually. I think this is one of the first ones where it's just like, yeah, same thing. Because I think, you know, I mean, it's funny whenever you talk about age in front of people to a wide audience, like birthdays and stuff like that. Like, some people are like, oh, I'm so old or whatever. And it's like, I feel like you sound like an idiot whenever you say that, because it's like, if there happens to be anybody listening who's older than me, they'll be like, oh God, these 31-year-olds think that they're so special, you know, because, oh, and I was about to say, like, yeah, I turned 30 last year, is kind of a big milestone. It's like, what if we have a 45-year-old or a 50-year-old listening, and they're like, oh God, what an idiot, you know, like, 30 is, he thinks he's so self-important because he's reached 30, it's like, that's nothing, you know, and then the people who are listening who might be like 17 or 18, they're like, oh, he's so old. You know, like, turns me off because it's like, I don't even want to listen because he likes going to talk about like dinosaur grandpa stuff, you know, like from the 1980s or whatever. When I was growing up, like the first thing I learned was like Pokemon or like the 90s or whatever, you know. So, but anyway, to get to the long story of the short story, which I did, it's not any different. And I don't think there's a, yeah, I'm just 31. That's it. It's cool.
Yeah. I think that's actually kind of, you know, the question that I posed to you is kind of a silly question because, if you do feel different from the day before, there's something wrong with you. It's like, oh my God, I turned, you know, today I turned 17 or 45 or whatever. It's like, okay, unless you just got diagnosed with a major disease or somebody in your family died or you were hit by a car, you shouldn't feel any different.
Well, you know, actually, I have a little topic that is a sort of a segue maybe into this.
Okay.
So, the thing, I made a little note of it. Let me read it here for you. It is to do with, like, okay, why would it feel different on your birthday? Like, can you think of a birthday on which you would feel different?
The birthday after I put my hand through the pasta carver.
Why?
Because my hand was cut. No. Was there a birthday when I did feel different on my birthday?
Yeah.
Probably the first birthday where I was drunk the night before, I did feel different the next day because I was horribly hungover.
Okay, I was looking for a different answer. I think there's a pretty obvious, at least two obvious answers.
There's two obvious answers, your 21st birthday and your 16th
exactly,
birthday.
Exactly, yeah. Right? Because it's like something changes, right? It's like a milestone. Not only is it a milestone for 21 because it's like kind of a young age, but it, like, I don't know, I guess it's not at all a milestone except for the fact that you could drink.
Yeah.
And then, you know, when you're 16, a lot of times, maybe not for you and definitely not for me, but a lot of people get their driver's license on the age of 16.
Mm-hmm.
Or they know that they can get it, which is almost more important, right?
Right. Well, I don't know if knowing you can get it is more important than getting it, but
no, I mean, like, for in order in as when it relates to how you feel about it.
Okay.
You know, yeah. Like, or like when you turn 18, for example, right? It's like, right. Okay, I'm officially an adult now, legally, and I could buy cigarettes. I don't smoke, but I could do that. Like, I could just walk into a store and buy anything I wanted to if just because I'm 18. And it's like, okay, cool. Like, I can go into the bad section of the bookstore, or I can go, like, vote now. You know, like, I mean, 18 is just like, 18, 21, 16, these are numbers that's like, oh, there's like an association of maturity which comes with it.
I beg to differ just on your choice of words. I don't think there's an association of maturity, but I do think that there is a, you could say there's definitely a, well, there's a legal difference.
Right.
You know, or a recognized difference of your role in society. Maturity, I don't know. That's a concept that I think, I mean, different people will have different understandings of the word, but I'm gonna say for me, my concept of maturity is really more of a self-awareness and an awareness of your place and your responsibility in society. And so, I mean, I have known, you know, people who I've thought like, oh, well, this is a really mature 17-year-old, and then I've known like 45-year-olds who I thought were really immature.
For sure, but I guess I'm just thinking like, you know, when sometimes when you come into an organization or a group, mm-hmm. and they all have an assumed sort of like responsibility or age or a kind of like accomplishment, mm-hmm. it brings you up, it kind of lifts up your sort of like expectation for yourself and your actions, you know, and it's like when you join the ranks of people who drive, or when you join the ranks of 21-year-olds or 18-year-olds, you feel like, oh, like, okay, I'm kind of like, I'm coming up here, I'm here now, right? And like, you know, and like maybe that's why, especially for the big ones, like 30 and 40 and like 50 and like, I mean, obviously forever, right? But I mean, especially like 20 and 30. Like when you're 20, it's like, okay, like these are like the mid-20s, like the 20s are kind of like that first year where you could do whatever you want. You could drink, you could like, you know, you could do anything you want to do. Like you've graduated college or whatever it is you want to do. You can work, you can buy a house, you can do all this stuff, and you're kind of leaving your parents' umbrella. Mm-hmm. Whereas before that, it's not necessarily expected that you do that. I mean, it's common. But like if you're 17 and you live at home, that's totally normal, mm-hmm. right? But if you're 23 and you live at home, it's not bad, but it's like, maybe it's time I move out. And it's a hint. It's a social hint that like, hey, maybe, you know, like these are things that your friends are doing, and it's like almost like, oh, it's a rite of passage, right? And when you're 30, a lot of people at times are thinking about, you know, getting married and like, you know, taking on more responsibility at work or playing a larger role in society or something like that. You know, and thinking about like maybe having a family or something like that. Not that you have to and not that you should or shouldn't or whatever, but it's just like, oh, it's interesting that I'm joining the ranks of people who are parents or people who are business owners.
Okay. I would just sort of counterpoint. I would say that...
Oh, you would.
Yes. And, I would say... I would say that... it's not so much the number of your birthday, but you know, if you get married, maybe you'll be thinking about joining the ranks of people who have a family. Or if you have a steady significant other, maybe you'll think about joining the ranks of the people who are getting married.
Exactly.
But sort of irrespective of the number of years you've got.
And you're right, and that's kind of why I was saying it's like this sort of loose association with, you know, the people you're associated with. And like by de facto, it's a number that you're associating yourself with people. I'm associated with people who are 20 years old now, or 31, or, mm-hmm. you know, whatever it is, right? If you join a group at your work, and for some reason, when the group you started in that work was all single people, mm-hmm. right? And then, but then you got bigger responsibility, you went to a group who happened to have older people in it, and they were all married. Hmm. You might start, your attitude towards things might just change because you're surrounded by these people. It's like, oh, I guess there are a lot of people who have wives and responsibilities. I'm not just like carefree bachelors.
Maybe I shouldn't go get hammered every night.
Yeah, you know what I mean? It's like things like that. Just, and so from there, this kind of comes back to what I was saying in my point, which I have not said yet.
Oh, okay. Sorry to delay.
No, it's my fault.
Here it comes, people.
So, does life seem slower or faster? You know how sometimes people say, oh, it seems to be slowing down, or it seems to be quickening up, or, you know, going faster. Especially as we get these older birthdays.
Okay.
You know, when you were 15 and 16, it's like, oh, man, I can't wait till I'm 17, or I can hardly wait till I'm 18, or 21 seems so far away. And now it's like, where did my 20s go?
Yeah.
What the... am I 31 now? Oh, my God. You know, what have I done with my life? All this, like, you know, all these questions, right? That people may or may not have for good reason or not, you know? Mm-hmm. But I mean, it's, what do you think? I have my own take on it, but like, is life going faster or slower? The obvious answer is no, because the sun goes around the earth at a certain speed.
Oh, but we all know that, you know, speed is relative.
Not relevant.
Continue.